This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Doc Ram is with us. Welcome, Doc Ram.
Oh, man.
Hey, I'm looking forward to Kansas City. How about you?
Yes, it's going to be a pleasure to spend time with you again. I miss your company.
Well, we're going to have a lot of fun, and if anyone would like to have a bite to eat with us, you know, maybe Saturday night, let's see if we can make that happen.
Yeah, go out and get some Girl Scout cookies made with real Girl Scouts.
Oh, boy.
I love the Adams family. We need more of that in our social media.
Yeah. Well, you know, that was an interesting television show. I used to watch that when I was, you know, much younger, and I don't know why. It was just amusing, I guess.
It was so over the edge. Gomez, Morticia, Oh, yeah. You know, it was so over the edge. It actually was pleasure. And, I'm missing all of that now in the universe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's not much. Yeah, I don't know of television that's fun to watch and is clever. You know, there's stupid things to watch, and even the commercials. I don't watch television, but you know, if I'm passing, if I'm at someone's house and I'm passing by a television, they have it on. The commercials are idiotic. I can't even tell what they're for. I mean, it used to be. That you would see a washing machine commercial for on television for Maytag, and they would show, now this is a Maytag belt. It's thicker, it's heavier, it's wider, it's stronger than the competition. This is a Maytag pulley. It's heavier, wider, more durable. So if you want a durable washing machine or dryer, you want a Maytag. And now I don't see any of that. I don't see anything other than features, you know, more buttons and more dials, more complication, more expense, more to repair, those kind of things. And actually, Rick, we've moved away from the do-it-yourselfer, the guy who or gal who wanted to fix something. I don't know if we can do it anymore. Mrs. Fennelli
said it's cheaper to throw the printer away and buy a new one because it's not about the printer anymore. It's about the printer ink as a metaphor.
No, you're absolutely right. You're right. You can buy the printer for, you know, maybe $20, but when you want to refill that guy, it's going to cost you $40.
And you can sign up for a club where it'll only cost you $20 a month. That's like leasing the thing. The whole thing's nuts in the way we're doing marketing now. It's wrong.
I remember my parents had a phone on the wall in the kitchen, and they leased it from Bell Telephone, I guess it was, at the time, back in the 60s. And I think it was $1.17 a month to lease this phone. And I, you know, I added this up. I was, you know, a young guy. I said, this is nuts. We should buy a phone. You know, we should have our own and not lease this thing, the same phone that we've had year after year after year after year. Now, they were durable. There's no question about it. You know, a Bell Telephone from Western Electric would probably last 40 or 50 years and still work, unless you had roaches in the house, because roaches like the the heat of the electronics in there, and they would congregate in there, and they would surround the bell clapper so that the bell wouldn't ring and you wouldn't hear your phone ring because of the roaches. But other than that, phones would last a long time. Now, how do I know about the roaches? Because the telephone repair guys used to carry paper bags in their telephone service trucks. And the paper bags were like the right size to put a telephone in and then fold over the top and then tape it so that the roaches wouldn't come out. And they had a term for those service calls when they would go to someone's house and they'd say, hey, my phone won't ring. And that service call would be entered in the log as BDR, which stands for Bell Don't Ring. And that was because that meant roaches. That meant roaches in the telephone system or in the equipment. But we've gotten away from being able to fix things ourselves, and I really don't like it. And I think that's why farmers, and I've mentioned this on the air several times, I think that's why farmers are interested in buying old tractors. I was on the telephone with a Deutz dealer. I haven't been to their location, but I was on the phone with them about, you know, obtaining a part. And we were talking about the old parts, and this gal said, boy, it's really getting tough to find used parts for the Deutz tractors in our neck of the woods, like in Missouri. And she said that's because the farmers all got rid of them and traded them for, or sold them for scrap metal and got them all crushed. So the transmission gears and parts and starters and crankshafts and all the kind of stuff that we might want to have as spare parts, well, that has been crushed, or a lot of it's been crushed. And now it's getting expensive, and farmers are having a tougher time buying used older tractors that don't have the electronics. They don't want the electronics because they can't repair the electronics.
Well, and those are going to be the first things that pop when we have a CME or something equivalent. You know, I just posted that when the day the lights go out and the trucks stop running. There it is.
Yeah,
you know, we're due. We're absolutely due. There's a comet coming in on the 25th. You know, heads up. I don't know what it all means yet. Why are the government not announcing the radioactivity in Florida? They took a whole month before they even notified the public of the danger of those sinkholes. It's crazy. The government is no longer our friend. It is not there to protect us and help us. It is run by criminals and is the organization now used to control the masses. And I've had enough.
You know, I was watching a couple of the episodes of Vikings. Have you seen that on...
Which one?
Vikings.
No, I haven't. Okay. Yeah, that sounds... Okay. Yeah,
I don't know for sure, but I believe I have some Viking blood in me and from my dad, because my dad was, he was Italian, but he's blonde and blue and tall and lean. And I think he was blood aligned with berserkers. And the berserkers were the Vikings who would lead the charge, and they would pound their chests and they would yell and holler and scream and charge the enemy, and they would take spears and arrows and they'd keep going, and they would say that guy went berserk, and they were called the berserkers. And my dad was really, really tough, and so I've been trying to follow some of the Viking history, and I'd like to learn more about it. I don't know much about it at all. But it's a great series. In one of the lines, and I don't have the line exactly right, but it's something like power attracts evil. Power attracts evil people or bad people. And power, if you get it, you become bad. And I think that's right. I think that if you look at Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton, you look at Bernie Madoff, you look at Rahm Emanuel, no matter who you look at in politics or in power, they seem to become evil. Now, were they evil to start with? Yeah, they probably had it, but it certainly got enhanced. So I think that power attracts evil people. Do you agree, or you think that's far-fetched?
I think that like gets like, and there you are, power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately. You know, I just got another thing here, the tangent here for a minute. The libertarian candidate, Gary Johnson, now I have nobody to vote for. He has just sold out to Big Pharma. Says that children should be forcibly injected with mercury at gunpoint. He said it.
Yeah.
What are we doing here? I mean, it's obvious that none of the candidates represent anything the American public wants. So what does the American public do now?
Well, they do what they're doing in North Carolina. They take to the streets and they start lighting fires and bashing in police cars and causing chaos. Don't you think that's coming?
I do. It will be a revolution. How it's going to play, whether it's a quiet one like Mahatma Gandhi, or it's going to be a more secret one like Anonymous. I don't know how this is going to play. But we need someone like Pinocchio, where at least when they're lying, we can tell. You know, the whole thing is a mess. And I don't. This is the first time in my life that I actually am not going to vote. And that's going to be a vote for Hillary Clinton, I'm afraid. However, I refuse to vote for somebody I don't believe in. And I don't believe in either of these candidates or any of the write-in candidates that might even be possible. Like this libertarian guy, Gary Johnson. This is nuts.
Rick, what makes you think your vote counts? My vote doesn't count. My mom's vote doesn't count. None of our the Finelli's family vote counts for president. Okay, locally maybe there is some possibility that the election won't be stolen or skewed or tampered with. Maybe I don't know that.
Well, it already has been tampered with because that's our candidates.
No, no, I'm talking about, yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point. So, I don't, at this point, I don't plan to vote in the presidential election. I do not want to become part of, that scheme. So, this way.
If instead of Obama holding off because Hillary's not well and has to withdraw, blah, 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 what would happen if the American public refused to participate on a one-by-one basis?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's my plan at the moment. That is my plan in terms of the presidential election, because it doesn't matter what my thoughts are. What matters is what the Electoral College does. Those are the thugs. Those are the selected people who select the president from the two choices that they get, Hillary or Donald. Those are the choices that they get, and they're going to pick one of them. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I've found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Doc Rams with us, Dr. Richard Allen Miller, and John's engineering the broadcast in Minnesota at Genesis Communications Network. So the governor calls out the National Guard in Charlotte, North Carolina, as a result of the police shooting and killing a man. And it seems like Barry Satoro's reign here in the United States is one of rioting and demonstrations and protests, and I guess his legacy is going to be that he has destroyed the hope of young people to do better than their parents, the hope of the American dream, the potential to achieve the American dream, the working really hard and saving money and buying a house and a car and maybe that small boat that's on a trailer in the driveway, the things that many people aspired to years ago. It looks like that's over now, and there's no chance of doing that. As a matter of fact, what's happening is that parents are moving in with children, children are moving in with parents, grandparents are moving in, or the families are moving in with the grandparents. We're consolidating. Rick, we've got people living in cars, and the result of all of this, the destruction of the economy, the destruction of the jobs, the destruction of our educational system, is evident. Because people are just furious, and it's their anger at the system that I believe is one of the reasons why there's so much violence in North Carolina, Charlotte, North Carolina,
and the police are reflecting that with being trigger happy. I believe there are Yeah, because yeah. they're afraid. They you know, they are feeling the pressure, whether they're good, bad, or ugly. And I don't have, you know, the American dream, the only way you can achieve the American dream is by being asleep. It's not about being awake. It's crazy. I don't know where we go with this. That's why I live in the country. Why I have announced to the universe, if you want to put me on payroll, I'd be glad to now at 73 years old live a simple, quiet, uneventful life and go out peacefully. And right now, I'm angry, I'm struggling, and as long as I'm struggling, I'm going to fight and say something to the world.
Hmm. Yeah, and activists. Activists are those who are preserving our rights. So, class, when you think about, you know, when you say no in line and you challenge the system as an activist, you are helping to protect your rights. And I'm talking to a whole bunch of people, you know, one on one, who are becoming more active, and they're not taking it the way they used to. So when the clerk demands the CID and things like that, they say no, I'm not doing it, I'm not participating. And so what's happening in North Carolina now is they're using tear gas and they're using their sounds of explosions. Now that's coming from the system. That's coming from those in uniforms. And by the way, the more uniforms I see, the more I distrust uniforms. When I see people in uniforms, I don't have a good, happy feeling about them. I think that they're probably not there to help me. Now, maybe a nurse or a doctor in hospital scrubs, that's a little different. But you know, they may be there to help us. But when I see government people in uniforms, I'm not overwhelmed with joy. You know, I was traveling through a neighborhood in Missouri. And I happened to see a police car parked in front of a house. And I said to the person who lived just a few houses down the road, how do you feel about that, having a police patrol car right down the road within, you know, a few hundred feet? And the person said, you know, we've got really noisy neighbors. They just make a lot of noise, and the cop doesn't do anything about it. Okay, that makes sense. But the feeling was, well, you know, it's nice to have a police car there. And then my thought was, I wouldn't, if I were looking for a house and I saw that there were a cop living there, I would not move there. I would, for that one reason, I'd say, if I was in the vehicle with a realtor, I'd say, let's keep going. I'm not interested in being in this neighborhood. Because I don't want to be near someone who is looking for problems most of the time based on quota or contests. I'm not looking for someone like that. And that's why when we had our computer company, we would not sell computer equipment to lawyers. Because they're looking for problems. They're looking for a fight. They're looking for a challenge. They're looking for a reason not to pay their bill. And cops are looking for problems. I don't want to deal with people looking for problems. I want to deal with people looking for solutions. Doc Raymond, I'll be right back.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
GCN and Longevity are bringing Dr. Joe Wallach to Hawaii for the first time in 20 years. Aloha, I'm Melina, Senior Vice Chairman with Longevity GCN Team. Exclusive to GCN, you have the opportunity to meet and greet with Dr. Joe Wallach of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. For leaders that want to support GCN, your health and wealth, visit WallachHawaii.com, TeamGaday.com, or call 808-436-5025.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free, so call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A-plus with the Better Business Bureau, Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Miller's with us, docram.com, docram.com, if you'd like to follow along with what Dr. Richard Allen Miller is doing. Rick, I'm looking at a post from the New York Post, newnypost.com. And the headlines say, it's no longer safe for the city's senior citizens to go outside. There's a picture of this nicely dressed woman. She's 94 years old. She's wearing a dress, and she's in a wheelchair in a clothing store. And she's shopping for an article of clothing, and she had $600 in cash that she had stuffed into her bra as she was shopping. She's looking toward the clothing, and a young guy with sneakers on is on her, comes from behind her, grabs the money, and leaves. Now, here's what the article says. They're robbed as they walk their dogs, go on moonlit strolls, or sit waiting for buses. They're robbed as they lean on their canes or sit in their wheelchairs. In some cases, they're shoved to the ground and kicked while they're down. More than once a day, on average this year, someone over the age of 65 was mugged somewhere in New York City. And the numbers are up, particularly in Bronx and Manhattan. City seniors know they're vulnerable, and they are given a choice between safety and freedom. And they're choosing safety, limiting what they do and where they go in order to keep safe. So that's what's happening in New York, and I'm sure it's happening not only in New York but in other cities that seniors are being targeted. This is not the country that I grew up in. I was taught the kind of things that Boy Scouts.
Yeah.
Absolutely, the kind of things Boy Scouts were taught. If you see a senior or an elderly person, help them get across the street. That kind of stuff. That's what I was taught. Leave it better than you found it. Whatever it is, leave it better than the way you found it. And it seems like we have spiraled down, and we've lost our values. So what I'm trying to do in my life, if I see someone who needs help as a senior, I am willing to help them. But I also notice that by carrying a gun that's absolutely visible on my person, I think that is a deterrent for someone. And I'm 63 right now, soon to be 64, and so maybe I might be perceived as vulnerable. But I don't think that someone's going to come up to me and try to steal money from me because I'm armed. And I think if more of us were armed, these young thugs would say, you know what, that guy just might be fast enough to pull out that handgun and shoot me. So maybe I ought to not attempt to hurt him or approach him or try to steal from him. I think that's my position, and that's why.
I have mentioned this before, but ammonia is possibly the finest weapon there is for old people. You know, it's not recognized. You don't have to have a water pistol that leaks. You can have a nice little tiny squirt bottle and have it easily deployed. And all you have to do is hit him in the face once with that ammonia, and that's that. Not only will he be captured by the law because he's going to be rendered useless for a few minutes, he's also going to never do that again like a rabid dog. When I was a little boy, there was this dog that would chase me down a hill every year, every day when I'd come home from school. And I came home bloody one morning because you know, the dog had knocked over my bicycle. And my dad gave me a little squirt gun, and he filled it with ammonia. And when I came home that next day, that dog came out at me. And I squirted him once. I heard him yelp. I never saw that dog again. He never chased me down that hill again. By the way, he never chased any other dog, person down that hill again. He was more mindful. It didn't hurt him, didn't kill him. I don't want to hurt anybody. I don't want to kill anybody. What I want is for them to stop that behavior. And that's that.
And I understand that from our daughter that she has a cat, and the cat, when she first got it, would climb places where, on the table and things like that, and because the cat didn't know that was not allowed. And so our daughter trained it with a squirt gun with water, because cats don't like water so much. And so the cat would climb on the table, get squirted with water, and pretty soon that cat decided that, you know, there are places that the cat shouldn't go, and that was that. So that's one way of...
Yeah, there's other things you can put in there besides ammonia also. You know, sulfuric acid comes to mind. There's all kinds of things that you can do to protect yourself that will leave a statement.
Yeah.
I wouldn't use that sulfuric acid unless it was a zombie. But I'm telling you, that, you know, where you were trying to hurt them, like scar them, that was the other thing my dad said. You never sought to fight that if you were forced to fight, unfortunately, that if you were lucky enough to get them on the ground, you always put your boot to their face, sulfuric acid, whatever, to scar them so they'd remember it the next time they thought about doing it. That was my dad's lesson, so I don't believe in that doing it like that. However, that's the way I was raised. You do not seek a fight, but if you're fortunate enough, if you're forced to fight, you do it to leave them an impression, literally.
You know, Rick, some people might be horrified at what you just said.
Why?
However, I just want to defend what you just said. The police are using the equivalent of disfigurement and worse. They're using guns with fragmenting bullets. They're using bullets that say, if you go to a gun show, you can find bullets called Rangers, and it says for police use only. These are absolutely devastating bullets that will just fragment so that a surgeon probably can't get all the little pieces out, you know, if the person survives that long. They're allowed to do that. And then what you just said was sulfuric acid, which would be, you know, maybe it would blind someone, maybe disfigure their face or whatever. I'm not saying
it will. That's the DOA, the difference, and why I wouldn't use it. But, you know, ammonia works perfectly. And if you had a large horde of people coming at you, a water cannon is unbelievable in how that will deploy that group away from you.
Okay. So I'm going to say publicly that I can't recommend or endorse using sulfuric acid. Okay, I'm going to say that publicly. However, the police use water cannons on we the villagers. They've used water cannons for years. That's nothing new, Rick. Massive water cannons to blow people back. I'm not just talking about hose them down. I'm talking about blowing them backwards with the ferocious force of these water cannons. And that was one of the things I wanted to talk to you about, Rick, during this broadcast. Weapons. Do you think that the governments or the governance are looking at new ways of harming us and deterring us from whatever we might want to do?
Listen, the latest deployment for crowd control is microwave that causes the metal in your teeth and your belt buckle to heat up so you start wiggling like a worm.
And what if you have screws in your body or pieces of
stainless
steel?
There it is. That's
steel.
Exactly how it works. And it will, that deploys a crowd, and that's just a little microwave bend, low amplitude. The French invented a device called infrasound where they send out a 10 hertz beat to set up standing waves on your heart to induce ventricular fibrillation. Listen, we haven't even begun to start on the weapons thing. How's that, Ben Diesel? See this pin down here on this ground? You know, I'm going to kill you with that little pin. You know, what was that? The Rejek or whatever his name was. Riddick. Yeah. I am here to tell you that's one of the reasons why I live in the country. I cannot deal with the social standards found in large cities anymore. And when the grid goes down, and it is going to go down, that is an absolute fact. What are you going to do when you're 16 floors up and have to go to the bathroom?
What are you going to do if you're in your basement and you have a toilet in your basement and someone 16 floors up does actually flush the toilet and the sewage treatment system has stopped?
Downhill from there. And the food is next. This 3-day just-in-time delivery thing is crazy. That's why the Mormons do what they do. you know, storing 1 year of food. That had to do with a situation with seagulls saving their bacon. But I have to say something. Today's jungle, and it's a jungle out there, has changed, and the rules are changing, and the police are changing their rules in terms of serve and protect. I have a very good friend that came up as an L.A. detective, wanted to, you know, serve and protect up here, did an interview with a local police department and decided to go into animal control because he didn't want to deal with the corruption in this area of law enforcement. It is terrible here, and it's the worst in our state, in Josephine County. And we have Klan and other kinds of things that have their own values that I'm not going to disagree with. In fact, the Klan is one of the things trying to battle the Mexicans and the blacks coming up from L.A., setting up their methamphetamine and heroin drug rings. The FBI out here in Selma is a rogue unit that is out of control and not working for anybody but themselves. And what do you do? Well, neighborhood watch. And what did I call that? Is a red, retired, and dangerous. And we have kibbutzim up here that are, you know, barbed wire fences around their property.
It's, Rick, you said neighborhood watch. We have a neighborhood watch right
I'm
here.
I'm not talking about neighborhood watch, man. That's the early stages. I'm talking about, you know, my neighbor, and I have an understanding that anything that bothers either of us doesn't leave.
Yeah, and we have a neighborhood watch right here. It's just our family, and we're watching our neighborhood, and we've had quite an impact in terms of reducing the number of thugs and poachers that come down our road. We'll be right back.
Exercise and deep breathing gets oxygen into the blood, but does not guarantee you get oxygen into your 372 trillion cells. Largely, the essential fatty acids, alpha-linolenic and linoleic acids, control oxygen transfer from the blood to the cells. These essential fatty acids are called essential because they must be obtained from the diet on a regular basis. Many people are aware of the value of supplementing with flax or hemp seed oil. What most people don't know is that due to current methods of pressing, all these oils are significantly damaged and oxidized by the time you consume them. What everyone needs to know is that there are new seed oils on the market that are pressed in a manner that protects the oils from damage and oxidation. Even athletes get cancer, which means that despite their abundant oxygen uptake into the blood, the transfer of oxygen into the cells is not occurring. I invite you to try the Andreas seed oils and see for yourself what a difference you can feel in energy, reduction of appetite, and well-being. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit-selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-5795. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-5795. 1-800-959-5795.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Flash.
Take
my
when you go to the season for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
So, Rick, I was chatting with this young man. He just came back from Iraq, and he shared a story with me. And so he and five of his buddies from Iraq came back to the States, and they were renting this house in a city. And they noticed that there was a lot of activity across the street, and they determined it was drug dealing. A lot of drug dealing was going on. So they notified the cops, the city cops, and they said, look, you know, here's what's going on, and nothing happened. And so they notified the cops, and nothing happened. And then they decided that they would patrol their own street. So they sent a letter to the police department saying that their intentions were to patrol their neighborhood with rifles, AR-15s, and they were just going to take it upon themselves just to patrol. And there were six of them. And all of a sudden, on patrol, the police showed up, drew their weapons on three of these guys who were on patrol. And so these guys who notified the police of their intentions were drawn upon by the police department. So one of the guy I talked to, said that what he did was he had a copy of the letter that he sent to the police department in his pocket, and he told the cops that he was going to take this letter out of his pocket, and he was going to show them. And the cops said, there are six of you on this list. I only see three of you. And the cops were, you know, still had their guns pointed at these three guys. And the cops wanted to know where the other guys were. It's like, where are the other guys? And so the guy that I was talking with said, they're on Overwatch. What he was telling these cops was that they had their handguns drawn, at these ex-military guys from Iraq. And the guy from Iraq said, keep this in mind. There are guys who can see you, and you're in their rifle scopes right now. So the police holstered their handguns and left. And that's what happened.
So that's here, how you do it. Mm-hmm. Sleight of hand.
Well, it's tactics that the police use. It's their tactics. It's military tactics. It's what our guys were taught. And so our guys were, they cleaned up their neighborhood. They wanted this drug dealing to stop. The cops weren't doing anything about it. It's just like we had poachers here on the farm. And we called the game warden, and, you know, I don't know, maybe you could say he tried. He put a mechanical deer here, and people would drive down the road and say, hey, listen, there's a mechanical deer over at the Finelli's farm. You want to go see what one looks like? And so it didn't do any good. So the government was unable to help us. So we just said, oh, we can fix this. We live here. So we just patrolled our own area. And when the cars went up and down the road, and these trucks went up and down the road looking for animals to hunt on our property, we interviewed them. You know, we asked them what they were doing and what their intentions were, and they saw that we had these black rifles. And they saw that, you know, they had their hunting rifles, and we had the black rifles. And it looked like they didn't know how many of us there were. And they thought, you know what, maybe we'll just keep going down the road, or actually leave. And within a couple of years, the word got out, this is not a place to go poaching. It doesn't work too well. Because these guys just might be crazy.
My friend that ended up working in animal control is now chasing an animal serial killer. He's actually doing that. They exist. There's some person out here and where I live that's murdering animals senselessly as a serial killer and putting a small cigarette in their mouth. There's crime going on all over, on all levels, and it's like on a personal level, not in my home.
Yeah. And we've got animal killers flying in airplanes and spraying chemicals on the planet. It's omnicide. They're killing everything on the planet currently with impunity until the international courts catch up to them, or until there's a revolution and then the villagers catch up to them. Yeah. I can see this happening.
HangTheBankers.com.
Yeah. When we come back, let's talk about some physics. What's heat? Actually, what is heat? Is it waves? Is it particles? What is light? Is it waves? Is it particles? And let's talk about a head transplant and the potential of herbs as a cash crop. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Attention USA Prepares listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to USA Prepares unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 1-605-477-3249. Try it now to listen to USA Prepares 24/7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-477-3249. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear USA Prepares untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-477-3249.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.